This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the importance of Salah in our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is such an honor to be here at your service, dear friends. In today's episode, we are talking about the importance of Salah in our Islamic lifestyle. So, of course, here when we are talking about Salah, we are talking about the wajib obligatory five daily prayers. Now, these five daily prayers, as we just said, are wajib. They are obligatory upon a Muslim. And of course, these wajib obligatory prayers become wajib when a Muslim man or woman reach a certain age, and when they reach a certain maturity physically. And of course, there are a few other requirements such as being sane and things that are mentioned in the books of the Tawzi'ul Masail, this book which delineates all of the religious edicts and the religious commands and the jurisprudential rulings about different things, including the Salah. Now, the importance of the Salah in our Islamic lifestyle cannot be spoken enough about. As we find in the traditions, this Salah is one of the fundamental pillars of Islam. It can be said that apart from reciting the Kalima Shahada, the statement of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, peace and blessings upon him, this of course is the initial proclamation to becoming a Muslim. But after this, the Salah is most probably the fundamental pillar. It is really the litmus test and the gauge of whether an individual is a true Muslim or not, whether an individual is living an Islamic lifestyle or not. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about Salah, the five daily prayers that are wajib, that must be done by a Muslim. We were talking about how very important this Salah is. We were talking about how fundamental this aspect of a Muslim is. Of course, there are certain requirements which must be met in order for this Salah, this daily prayers, or namaz, as it is known in the Persian and Urdu languages. This namaz, this Salah, comes about and becomes wajib with certain requirements which you can go and look up. But the very importance of this Salah cannot be spoken enough about. This Salah is something that helps us, it protects us, it helps to increase our spirituality, it keeps us grounded into and in an Islamic lifestyle. It is an integral part of an Islamic lifestyle, and it is this Islamic lifestyle which, of course, we are trying to inculcate and implement in our daily lives. How can we live an Islamic lifestyle without paying attention to the Salah, which is such a fundamental pillar of Islam, and it is such a fundamental pillar of Iman? And so we must really try our best to be able to fully implement and practice these wajib obligatory Salah and Namaz in our Islamic lifestyle. Thank you.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.